RSM Central's Form Express.
Time for the Metro Form Express. Terrific days racing in all three codes, but especially in the gallops around the nation there tomorrow. Group 1 action at Doomben and also at Morphaville. Let's hope that rain, well, there's not too much of it anyway up there in Queensland, and we get to see Zaki once again. The Goodwood in Adelaide and some pretty handy cards still in Victoria at Flemington. And also they're back racing in town in Sydney at Rose Hill. And Ronnie Duffercy joins us to kick off the Metro Form Express. Hello to you, Ron.
Yeah, good morning, Gareth.
Don't have to travel too far now.
No, we don't, but I'm in Brisbane tomorrow.
Okay.
Yes, I'm on a plane shortly, actually.
All right, mate, so we better get through your specials. First of all, at Rose Hill, where do we start?
Races 3, 6 and 8. Race 3, I'm quite keen on number 4 here, Elusive Jewel to beat the favourite, Rangitoa. She's a mare that's come back really good. I reckon she would have fought back and won in another couple of bounds there at Gosford. She's at the top of the game. She handles it wet, and I think she'll be very hard to beat. So race 3, number 4. Race 6, number 6, Dynasties. I know she's a 3-year-old filly with a bit of weight here, but I think she's got a lot of quality about her. I like her a lot. I think she could well be a Queensland Oaks type of filly. She meets the older horses here, but I just think that little bit of class on her side that just may get her home. Race 6, number 6. And race 8, number 9 here, Maria Mia. Gee, I think she's big odds around the $9 mark. She went round in a much stronger race, having a first run for Joe Pride last time. We know Joe's the master of the tried horse, and I think you might see improvement from her, enough improvement to get her home, dropping back in class here. So race 8, number 9, Maria Mia.
And of course you're working for Sky Thoroughbred Central there tomorrow afternoon at Doomben. Hopefully the rain stays away, Ronnie, but do you like any particular gallopers there?
I like Buffalo River.
Yeah.
I think he can take ownership of that race. He's been set for it. He makes his own luck on speed, and I think he's awfully hard to run down. So I thought race 6, number 4 might be a nice little bet there, Buffalo River.
And Mike Moroney is on fire at the moment, Duff.
Is he what?
Enjoy Brisbane, mate, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's the great Ronnie Duffercy. So race 3, number 4, race 6, number 6, race 8, number 9. He's best there at Rose Hill. And in Brisbane, he likes the Victorian Buffalo River, race 6, number 4. We might take a quick break here. On the other side of it, we've got Healesville. And Glenn Ingram will be joining us to go through his best bets there at Flemington. In fact, before that, we'll go straight to Glenn Ingram because he's ready to go. We'll take a break. Sorry, I apologise. We'll take a break. I'll get my act together. And when we return, Glenn Ingram will be joining us here on the Metro Form Express.
RSM Central's Form Express.
We're back at Flemington on a Saturday afternoon, and Glenn Ingram joins us on the Metro Form Express to help us back at Winner at headquarters. Good morning to you, Glenn.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you, mate. Where do we start with your first of your better bets on this program?
Well, the best bet of the day comes up, race 5, number 5, Star Patrol. I think he's a group horse in the making, Gareth, for trainer Clinton McDonald. He was able to break the 109 at Flemington. First time up the straight 6, last start. And one could argue he should be in the Goodwood on Saturday, but they've lowered their sights here. He's drawn ideally in barrier 8, and he's had a beautiful little jump out of Cranbourne since we saw the Goodwood favourite there in Extreme Warrior. So probably could have picked him up if given a squeeze. I think he's the bet of the day, and I'll be anchoring him in everything we do.
It is exciting, especially after what he did there last start. Then where do we go after that?
Yeah, one at odds. I think the best roughie is race 7, number 11, Charlize. I think she can run really well there on Saturday. She's a 5-year-old mare. She's first up this prep, and she caught the eye when given a very cold jump out of Cranbourne recently. She flashed home through the line. That was nearly 4 weeks ago, but we know in this camp they can often have strong gallops at country tracks. So probably likely had a more stronger piece of work since. She'll get back and run on, and only needs luck there, and she could be one at odds.
And the last one?
Race 9, number 11, Grand Pope. Unbelievably good jump out at Werribee recently for Nick Ryan. Restrained at the tail. He was detached from the field. He let down powerfully out wide to finish fourth. I think he's ready to show his best. He's a winner up the straight already. And he's probably drawn in the right spot, Gareth, out there in barrier 18. So I think John McNeil can put him to sleep early and reel off a big split late.
Love it, mate. Good luck. Thanks for that.
Good on you.
There's Glenn Ingram. So race 5, number 5, race 7, number 11, and race 9, number 11. His three specials at Flemington. Let's continue on the Metro Form Express and hear from some of the major players at Flemington. Tony McAvoy's got a wonderful filly in Defining, and she's the favourite in race four.
Just a bit shattered by the barrier, Michael. I'm not sure where she's going to end up there, but she's a very promising filly who's been racing beautifully and wouldn't have beaten that good horse of Mix the other day, but would have got a lot closer had she not got held up at the wrong stage. She was ahead of him coming into the turn and straightened up behind him. He got the gaps through and we didn't. So I would have got closer, but good form line for a race like this, I would have thought.
Literary Magnate goes around in the same race for Matty Williams.
I actually think the white, if you had asked me what I wanted for a gate, it would have been 8-10. Somewhere there would have been perfect. I think she might be 3-4 pairs back, but if she can stay off the fence, she's able to put a track into it in the 3-wide lane there before the corner and be not too far off them, not giving them too much of a start when she straights up, and she likes to get out and get a little bit of room. So I actually think the gate's probably not too much of a disadvantage for her.
And the shortest price favourite of the day is this Rising Star Sprinter by the name of Star Patrol for Clinton McDonald.
I think if he turns up, I think, yeah, obviously, times and that don't lie. I think he's going to get a beautiful track at Flemington. And, you know, he's trialled the other day against favourite against the Goodwood. Everyone saw it. So I think if he turns up in that order and he does everything right, Brett gives him, you know, the right run through the race. So, you know, I'm expecting him to do the same. But yeah, you never want to get too far ahead of yourself in this game because there's always a good leveller, isn't it? You can end up with your pants pulled down.
You're listening to the Metro Form Express. We're hearing from some of the major players for Flemington tomorrow. And I didn't mind the push Lindsay Smith gave Kissinger at a big price in race number 6.
I didn't think it was that bad, to be honest. I just see he got in a, you know, as he can do in them shorter races in an unwinnable situation, but I thought his last little bit was good against some fair horses. So his day, he likes Flemington. He doesn't mind the wet or dry. So he's always short in the market, but he's going to win one of them races at Flemington one day.
In the feature, the Straight Six, a listed race over the 1,200 metres, we've got Front Page that's the favourite at $3.20, but the second favourite in fighting for favouritism is It's Our Time, prepared by Danny O'Brien.
He doesn't seem to have any issues. He's come out of the run very well. He's got good straight track form, so hopefully he can give a good account of himself on Saturday.
And Greg Urell has Blaise Jowski first up in that race.
He's in good order. I think he's probably going to be a little bit vulnerable on Saturday. You know, he's certainly, he's top weight, but I just think this run under his belt will just help him sort of springboard him into the 1400. As you said, that's his, you know, that's where he's quite dramatic over those sort of distances. The 14's where he's probably best suited, but he's certainly in good order, and it doesn't matter what track is presented to him, he seems to be able to handle any surface, which is great.
And in race 8, Lindsay Smith's been on the record that Tuvalu is, well, he's got more ability than his multiple Group 1 winner in Scales of Justice, of course, in the same ownership of Scales of Justice, Tuvalu and the famous Chris Wells colours. And this is what Lindsay had to say about the $2.50 favourite in race number 8 tomorrow at Flemington.
Yeah, no, he's good. He's got a little sort of ritual he goes through now with getting the sun on his back and whatnot for his disorder, and he's very healthy and he's well, and I think he's maybe a little tad better than when he went to Warrnambool. So just getting on top of how you got to, you know, control him in between races is we've got a bit of a handle on it now. So that's why he actually stayed in winter time, so he got it all down pat, so we know if he's allowed to one day get to a bigger stage that we know what his regime is in his medication and what we have to do.
Group 1 action at Doomben. The highlight there, the 4X Doomben Cup, and Michael Maxworthy joins us now. G'day, Maxie.
G'day, Gareth. Yes, all eyes on the weather. Very overcast, and we are expecting rain tomorrow, so it all depends on how much we get. But in the first race, I'm with number 6, Fast Talking. He has won on a heavy 8 at Rose Hill. He's now with David Van Dyke, and he had him for 3 starts, and they've all been excellent runs. I think he's reliable, this horse. So race 1, number 6, Fast Talking. The following race, race 2, where number 15, The Big Goodbye, And I think with only 52 kilos on his back and a race that looks void of any high pressure, he possibly leads here with that big pull in the handicaps. I think he can go all the way. That's 2:15, the big goodbye. And race 5, number 2, Nudge, she doesn't mind a wet track. She's so beautifully placed here in the Pam O'Neill with a rating of 104 under the handicaps here. She only gets 57.5. She'll go back, need a bit of luck. If she gets it, I think she'll win. She did win this race 12 months ago. So, Gareth, race 1 at Doomba, number 6, Fast Talking. 2:15, the big goodbye. And 5, number 2, Nudge.
How do you think this track will play? And what's the weather looking like, Maxie? Will we get through the meeting, first of all?
Well, I mean, it's not Eagle Farm. Eagle Farm, 100% Doomba, but it's not good when it rains there on the day, and they are predicting maybe 30 mils or something tomorrow. So it's not looking promising at all. I think Zaki should win, although I'd prefer him on nothing worse than a 9. If it goes to a 10, it possibly gives Polly Gray a knockout chance. We know she's an absolute duck, but I'm still with him. I think he gets it fairly cheap early. He'll have to do no work at all. I think it'll just be a bit of a dash home, and that'll probably give him the edge.
Good on you, Maxie.
Okay, thank you, Gareth.
There's Michael Maxworthy. Let's hear from James McDonald, of course, the rider of the superstar Zaki ahead of tomorrow's Doomben Cup.
He hasn't looked back since, to be fair, so hopefully he can repeat that dosage. It doesn't need to be by 7. Hopefully it's just with his nose in front, but he's going terrific. He hasn't put a foot wrong this preparation, so hopefully you can do the job again.
Another big day in Adelaide. It's the Group 1, the Furphy Goodwood, their feature sprint race of the season. And Nadia Horn joins us to preview the card. Hello to you, Nadia.
Hi, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thank you. We might start with the Goodwood. You've got September Run and In the Boat that have both come out, but it's still a pretty handy field, and it's a wide open Group 1 this year with Extreme Warrior, the favourite, at $5. How have you worked out this contest?
Look, it is a very even contest, and obviously under this weight scale of set weights and penalties, it puts all horses into the race, and there's a lot of chances, hence the reason why you're looking at, you know, $5 the field. Look, on first look at the race, I'm sort of leaning towards the likes of, you know, Bohemus, who was very good first up from a break. If anyone goes back and have a look at the replay, the run in the Mackay was outstanding, and he wasn't fully cranked up for that. Look, he'll take good benefit out of the run. He gets up to 1,200 metres, roomy track, which will obviously be of assist, and he's going to take good benefit. You know, he could easily equal, if not hit a new career peak in this race, the way that he ran at his most recent effort. So I'm going to have something on him, and I'm also going to have something on the three-year-olds down the bottom. A General Bose at $15-odd. Look, he wasn't suited by the way that they ran that race in the Tobin Bronze last time out, and it was a good effort. Look, he sort of bombed the start a bit and missed the kick. It was a slow-run race. As we know, he's already been placed at weight for age Group 1 level over in Victoria at Burnie Valley. So that's definitely good enough to give this a shake. And also the other three-year-old in the race, Manhattan Times. Now, they bet $51 about this horse early in the week. This was clearly the best run on sectionals when you analyse it, looking into that Tobin Bronze, because he had the best last 600 of the meeting. He just got into the wrong spot. Like, he was too far back off the slow tempo, and his run was enormous. So just looking at the price, you can back a few in this and still end up on the right side of the ledger. But the way I'm looking at it, I'm going to have something on Bohemus, General Bow, and also Manhattan Times at the odds that are on offer today.
Love it outside of the feature, your specials on the card.
Look, I think the best bets, but we'll kick off in race number 4. This is the Group 3 race for the two-year-olds. And, you know, they're betting $1.75, see you in heaven. I think that looks like a nice leg of the multi. She's been the dominant two-year-old filly in South Australia this preparation. She sort of bombed it first up, but then she resurrected that when she beat the more fancy stablemate at her next start in the De Quetteville, but then took her to the Group 3 breeders, and she was great there. She was up to 1,200 metres for the first time in her career, and she really relished that trip. She was a winner by quite a good margin. She ran to a very strong rating there, and she was very good through the line too, in particular, very strong through the last 200 metres. So I think she looks like a good anchor. That's race 4, number 4.
Now,
see you in heaven.
Just hold on there, Nadia. I'll get your final two specials there in Adelaide. Nadia Horn with us here on the Metro Form Express. Her first special on Goodwood Day is the promising filly See You in Heaven in race 4. That's horse number 4. After that, Nadia, where do we go?
We roll into race 5. This is the listed race for the fillies and mares over the 2,000. I like number 7, the Chevalier. And Mud Dave used to put the polish on. It's going to get a good run in transit, probably just, you know, a little worse than midfield in the run. She's a horse that comes off of a very good effort at Flemington, at Randwick, I should say, at her most recent run, where she was in a mile race of 78 on that occasion, and she was very dominant through the line. She ran to a very strong figure on that occasion and pretty much hit a new career peak, but I really liked her late closing sectional, so I feel if she can sort of capitalise on that again tomorrow, she represents some value at around 550, race 5, number 7. And the other horse we like comes up in race 7. This is a very open race too, the Robert A. Lee Stakes, the Group 3 race over 1,600. And I thought that the mare number 14, Exolada, looked very well placed here with only the 53 kilos in the services of Jamie Carr. I've been obviously going through a different form line to a few of these, but it's still been very competitive in group and listed races over the border in Victoria. Gets up to the mile. It's been over this trip a couple of times in the past and has yet to run it out strongly, but that might have just been an age thing. And deep into a campaign, I do feel that the horse is a lot stronger through the line this time in and does look well-placed in this race. So the three horses we like are race 4, the 4, race 5, the 7, and race 7, number 14.
Just on the Lee Stakes there, Nadia, at set weights and penalties, geez, Delasun looks well-placed, but are you just a little concerned that he's forgotten how to win?
Yeah, exactly. Look, he's getting on a little bit now. He's obviously very well placed under this weight scale with only the 55 kilos. And, you know, his best, he would be the clear favourite. Just working out, you know, where he is at this stage of his career. Look, if you rated him off of his best, you'd have him, you know, clear cut way shorter than even what the market is. But you have a look at him, you look at some of the performances he ran in last preparation, even though he was very competitive. Look, he might just be needing that run or two to sort of get him right. But, you know, he is with a very good conditioner, obviously, with Leo McDonald and Andrew Glewis, and he'll make his presence felt. But I just felt that he was, you know, well enough found at the market front.
Good on you, Nadia. Enjoy tomorrow. We'll catch up with you tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Gareth.
Race 4, number 4. Race 5, number 7. Race 7, number 14. Her best bets. And in the Goodwood, she's keen on Behemoth. Race 8, number 1. And a couple at a price. The 3-year-olds down the bottom there. General Bow at $15. And Manhattan Times now into $19. Let's hear from some of the big players in Adelaide. And Michael Kent Jr. and Mick Price have Extreme Warrior engaged in the Goodwood. Here's Michael Kent Jr.
Yeah, I thought the Barrow draw was nice for us. I think it's a busy race, and you'd rather be drawn a little bit out, but not too wide. There's plenty of traffic down near the fence, and that track's been playing to horses that have been coming off the fence the last few meetings. So I think with a typical J-car ride, just soft pair of hands, let him feed in. He's got very good tactical speed, so I think he'd be just in behind them somewhere. In the boat comes out, but as you said, still plenty of pressure. I think Lombardo, our other runner's probably got to go forward. He's a free-flowing horse as well. So I think it works out well for us. He'll enjoy the big track. And, no, I thought it was a good draw.
Let's hear from Michael Kent Jr. talking about the stablemate Lombardo in the Goodwood now.
I don't think it would surprise, because Lombardo is a winner. You know, he's got a very good winning strike rate. He may lack that real genuine top-class ability, but Adelaide suits him, and he's 4 from 4 over there. I think he's going to really appreciate drawing out wide and a big track. Whilst he's an older horse, he's still got an awkward, gangly action at times. He can struggle to get around really tight tracks, so I think that suits him. I would have obviously rather drawn Barrier 12 with him, but it is what it is. I think he's in great form. We sort of strung 4 runs close together. He's a horse that takes a bit of racing to get fit. So he's got that really good fitness base, but now we've got that advantage of having him fresh as well. He's had 4 weeks between runs also and a trial in between. He's bouncing out of his skin. And Zach Spain's also unbeaten on him. So in an open race, it certainly wouldn't surprise to see him go very close either.
As we continue on listening to some of the major players ahead of the Goodwood, here's David Jolly talking about his superstar Behemoth.
After the first up run, everything's just gone like clockwork, really, you know, sort of thing. So I don't think we could have him any better. We took him to Morphaville yesterday, and he galloped with a partner there and on the main track. And, he sort of powered away from that horse late, and he sort of hasn't done that for a while. Mm-hmm. You tend to idle up to him and just do what he has to. He's quite a clever horse. He sort of conserves his energy. And, he powered away from his sort of stablemate. So I think that, after that, yeah, Carla and I are very confident that we've got the horse there in good shape. And naturally, in these races, they're not easy to win. Those sort of these big 400 metre sort of sprint races, so you've just got to have luck in running.
Savage Who Excels looking to defend his title in the Goodwood. Here is his co-trainer, Tony McAvoy.
The barriers have been really, we've been fortunate for a change. He's been drawing very badly, this horse, but he's drawn in, he'll find the rail. He loves going quick, he loves it tough, and I think the race sets up nicely for him, and he'll be swinging along up front and making them earn it, I can assure you.
And here's Will Clark and on Bo Rossa.
Just have to ride Bo Rossa extremely conservative. I'd have to say that most probably he was a little bit lackluster the run before last on the Gold Coast and last start. Who knows what went wrong. So maybe riding him dead cold and allowing him to find the line and see where he's at. I know it's a Group 1 and we're obviously meant to, you know, go out there and put everything on the deck, but he's most probably getting past a few, and you know, if miracles align, they went a million miles an hour and he could run over and run into a top five finish, that would be fantastic for both the horse, the owners and Ben.
It was great to have Metropolitan Racing back at Belmont last week in the West. The punters had a field day, and so did our man, the captain of the mailbag team, Peter Anthonis, and he joins us now. G'day, Pete.
Yeah, g'day, Gareth.
You bullish?
I wouldn't say bullish. It's an interesting card. There's a lot of short favourites, so I'm steering away from basically all of them. So I've got a few at value, but it's one of those cards where I could basically win nothing and I'd still be happy with the bets I've had as long as they run well. So looking for value is the way I think you say that.
Okay. I like it. Where do we go?
Look, let's start off with race five. This is a really interesting race because you've got Advance having its second run for this campaign, short favourites for Mickey Grantham and Chris Parnham. The horse that generated a lot of interest out of the trials, but this was about 2 months ago, was a horse called Pray Again for Neville Parnham. Now, it had one run there at Ascot. The horse lost complete radar on the corner. If you run wide on the Ascot corner, you actually lose a lot of ground, and then Brad Parnham didn't do anything with it in the straight. Now comes back to Belmont, went really well last prep as soon as it found Belmont over these distance ranges. And there's no real great speed in this race, so there's every chance the horse will settle in the first three or four, settle in front of Advance, and if they don't go particularly fast up front, it will just be giving it a little bit of cheek, I think. We're getting around $9.50, $10 or so to find out. That trial was so good, but there was obviously a little issue after it. I'm pretty confident the horse is spot on, and we'll find out there on Saturday. So race five, number 10, Pray Again at $10.
Then where do we go?
We'll go straight for the last. This is a great race. Look, it's a Ray Day short favourite, $2.10. Basically, if it repeats what it did first up, it probably wins, but it's still too short for me. I can't quite price it against some of these other horses. Timely Outburst is one for SJ Miller, and Brad Parnham once again drawn wide. It should be leading this event. He can take his time rolling forward. It has really good figures, this track and distance. And again, another horse around $7.50. It's a great price. The other horse I'll have just something small on is the 11 Written Matter. I was happy to be with this horse first up. Got into all sorts of trouble in the straight. Back to Belmont, I think, is a big pick. Again, another horse that had a really good trial into this preparation, so I'm convinced it's going well. $26. Great price. So on the last, that's number 10, Timely Outburst, and number 11, Written Matter.
So each way prices all day for our man Pete Anthonis. Race 5, number 10, race 9, number 10, and number 11 in race number 9. And good luck if you're at a warehouse party watching the last at Belmont when everybody's on your tip and texting you. So well done, Pete. You're a man that just continues to fascinate.
That's a good way of putting it, Gareth.
Good on you, Pete.
Go well.
He's a specialist on a Sunday. Our man, Richie Bear Robertson, joins us now. Hello to you, Bear.
Hello, Gareth. How are you, mate?
Good, thank you. Back at Hobart. Yeah. Are you confident?
Yeah, love the home deck, mate. So we're going to start early on Sunday, race one, number two, Music Edition. It was really good last start against First Accused. It's both runs in Tassie have been really good, and I think with a nice little weight of 56, I think it'd be too good for this lot in the first.
And then where do we go? Have you got a value, a roughie? What's happening?
Got another best. I think race four, number 11, 15, Ziggy Carr, trained and ridden. We liked this.
Jumping on that, Ben.
Yes, definitely. We liked it as first couple of starts as a two-year-old, but it had no luck. So Ziggy tipped it out, had a nice trial the other day. And I think a few of these horses will remain maidens for quite a while. I just think race four, number 11, 15 will be getting the cash result on Sunday.
And what about when she rode Mandela Effect, was it? No, it was Galinas that day for your syndication on Launceston Cup Day. And everybody was so excited, they gave her a big pash.
Yes. Scotty included.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
Nah. It was unbelievable.
she rode in well that day.
Yeah, and what's the final of your specials?
Just a bit of, I think, Move Like Jagger in Race 2. The horse has been crying out for blinkers. Its form on paper won't read that well, but I think the blinkers will really sharpen this horse up, and I think you'll see an improved running. A bit closer to the speed, I reckon, on Sunday, and it might be sort of $8 or $10 in Race 2, number 2.
Race 2, number 2. So Race 1, number 2. Race 4, number 11. Race 2, number 2. Good on you, Bear. Who's winning? Who's the best bet in the Tassie football this week?
It's a good game. Kingborough and Clarence. Clarence are starting to go really well. So I think Kingborough maybe at home will get the chocolates there. But the other game on tomorrow, Lonnie and Glorky, will be a bit one-sided. And I think the other games are curtain raises to the Hawthorn game on Sunday, which is Lauderdale North Lonnie. I actually think Lauderdale might get the money there.
Okay. Love it. Starting to even up the competition a little bit. They're taking on the Launceston teams, which is good to see. Good on you, Bear.
Thanks, mate. Have a good day.
So the numbers there at Healesville, Qatari Knight, $310.90. The 8, Don't Tell Julie, $1.04. 1, Rev Up Chloe, $9.80. 4th, The 5, $4.60. Quinella Exacta, $7.50. Trifecta, $125.90. In that first 4, $1,008. Georgie Ferugia joins us now to preview the Meadows tomorrow night. G'day, George.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you, mate. Take it away with your best bets, please.
Yeah, race 5, number 2, a greyhound called Exalted. You might remember a few weeks back, Gareth, we tipped him on a Wednesday when he returned after a spell and he didn't let us down. It was a really impressive win. He got there in 29.94. He just got there. He got a little bit tired on the line, but he's a greyhound that's had 5 starts for 4 wins. He started his career really impressively. He's got good speed. He should be hard to beat again. He's up against a greyhound called Courteous Ryko for Robert Camilleri, owned by Jared Fry, who's a very talented greyhound, and his win last start at the Meadows was outstanding. But I just think Exalted might be off and gone. He'd be fitter for the run. So race 5, number 2. Quaddy numbers 2 and 7 into 1, 4, 6 and 8 into 1, 3 and 7 into number 1 to bring us home. And Garrett, She's a Pearl returns to the Meadows. To Wentworth Park.
We wish it was the Meadows.
We wish it was the Meadows. But yeah, race 4, number 2. She's at the juicy odds of $1.08 to win again. But look, it's great to have these absolute superstars in the sport. And obviously after Wowshee's fast victory, the two females dominate proceedings, especially after the retirement of Aston Rupee. They're clearly the number one and number two greyhounds in the country.
Even as good as Aston Rupee was and Shimmer Shine, Tigalong Tonk, for a moment their Hardstyle Rico when they were in their prime, She's a Pearl. I don't say I've seen a greyhound start as short as she does every time she goes around, because you don't have to worry what box she jumps from. She's that quick out of the boxes.
Yeah, that's why I like using the word automatic, because she's just and if she can keep up those habits, well, watch out, you know, it'll be fantastic. So no, she's an absolute star, and as we said, Wowshee's Fast became the 10th greyhound, Gareth, to win over $1 million. And I haven't seen a greyhound get to $1 million in such a short period of time. I think she's had 15 starts. It's just incredible. Obviously, that Phoenix did a lot to win that. And I mean, if she comes back to try to defend her title, if that's the way it plays out, and She's a Pearl gets a spot, they will pack them into the Meadows, mate. Absolutely, come December.
Good on you, Georgie.
No worries, mate.
It's Georgie Ferugia, race 5, number 2. My best at Melton, race 2, number 5. Le Captain can lead all of the way. I think Lochinvar Jay can cross drain the swamp and cause a minor upset in race 3. That's horse 5. And I'm keen on Treachery. I think she'll find the front. And she'll win. That's race 6, number 7 at Melton. So race 2, number 5. Race 3, number 5. Race 6, number 7. Dan Malecki to join me shortly to go through his best as we go through some of the big talking points in harness racing.